It wasn't until this moment that all doubt left him. He had hoped Nori was wrong, but the pair of glowing yellow eyes before him was proof of her assertion that Fridtjof existed. There was no escape, no plan, no hope. Alex felt panicked and alone.
"Not alone!"
cried Eiri, his white raven circling overhead. Had she somehow read his thoughts? Had he spoken aloud? Or was she simply referring to the dragon lurking nearby? Eiri was highly intelligent, and he didn't yet know all that she was capable of. Stranger things had happened, but Alex couldn't focus in order to find out. Beside him, Zarya leapt to her feet, raising her hands defensively.
"Stay back!"
she shouted at the dragon.
"Stay back," mocked Fridtjof. "Oh, I think not, princess. Why don't you come into my lair? Save your little friends while you can."
"I'm not afraid of you," she said, purple magic glowing between her hands.
She shot the fireball at the dragon, straight between his eyes.
"Yeah!"
cried Christopher, pumping a fist in the air.
"Go, Zarya! Team Fierce all the way!"
The fireball sailed harmlessly through its target, exploding inside the tunnel. The burst of light revealed an empty passageway. As the light faded, the pair of glowing eyes returned. They blazed in wicked amusement.
"Didn't you children know you were doomed from the start?"
Fridtjof asked mildly.
"There's nothing you can do to stop me. I've already won."
"Not yet, you haven't,"
shouted Zarya, gearing up for another fireball.
"Your magic can't harm me,"
Fridtjof jeered, sending forth a blast of wind. The fireball snuffed out. His hissing laugh slithered down Alex's spine like phantom fingers, spurring him to action. In one fluid movement, Alex plucked his bow off the ground, grabbed a single arrow from his quiver, and stood tall.
"We have more than magic on our side," he said, taking aim.
Fritjof's eyes narrowed.
"What makes you think your pathetic little arrow can do any better?"
Alex hesitated, his grip slacking on the bowstring. He didn't know if the arrow would work. Why would it if Zarya's magic couldn't harm him? The wave of panic returned, coupled with confusion, immobilizing him. He didn't know what to do.
"What are you waiting for, Alex? Shoot him!"
shouted Gaer, leaping to his feet, daggers in hand, his preferred weapon. The skinny, well-dressed teen bravely faced off against Fridtjof, brandishing his blades. A sight which woke up Alex. Shaking away the miasma overriding his thoughts, Alex pulled the arrow back, drawing the string taut.
"I wouldn't do that if I were you,"
taunted Fridtjof.
"You'll regret it most severely if you do."
"Don't listen to him," said Christopher. "He's just scared. Fire!"
He released his breath, focused down his arm, and let the arrow go. It whizzed through the air in a straight trajectory, right between the dragon's eyes. His heart sank. The arrow had disappeared in the dark, only to land with a sharp metallic thwack. Fritjof's glowing yellow eyes returned, dancing in the dark.
"You're in trouble now," he said with another of his hissing laughs.